You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Driverless vehicles, drones, and other forms of artificial intelligence are starting to enter our lives. Syracuse University launched a first-of-its-kind institute to study these autonomous systems this past May. I sat down with the institute's director, Jamie Winders, and talked about how SU plans to keep up with the developing technology.
Our starting point is radically interdisciplinary. So it's not an initiative that's really about policy with a few tag-ons of engineering and maybe some people looking at the broader implications. From the beginning, our starting point is the breadth of scholarship at SU.
Jamie Winders is the chair of the Geography Department at SU's Maxwell School. She's also now the director of the university's Autonomous Systems Policy Institute, or ASPI.
I don't bring expertise in this topic, but what I bring is 15 years of either doing interdisciplinary work on my own, of being, you know, the only geographer in a room full of demographers, but also on our campus, working to bring together different teams of faculty from different parts of campus to come together to work on a project.
Since the Institute launched early in May, Winder says she and her colleagues working on ASPI have been talking to urban planners, leaders in aviation and automotives, and members of the federal government. It's different from her own research, in which she studies immigration.
We know a lot about immigration. So when you talk to different stakeholders about immigration, they typically have far more statements than questions. And so my job as a researcher is to help put that knowledge out there, but it's also to try to make sense of people's statements or perspectives or views on the topic of immigration. In the field of autonomous systems, people have questions.
And Winder says Central New York is a good place to start finding answers to these questions.
Central New York itself has a strong focus on unmanned aerial vehicles, so there's a drone corridor.
The New Air Alliance is part of that drone corridor here in Central New York, and in a post on their Facebook page, they talk about all of the possibilities that they plan to bring to the region.
Companies from around the globe are coming to Central New York to test their drone technologies, fighting fires, delivering blood and medicine, disaster relief. The possibilities are endless.
But even if this region has some of the equipment to embrace autonomous systems, there are still challenges. For example, the Interstate 81 project will need to plan for a future that includes driverless cars. Those designing it will face the seemingly impossible task of planning for a technology that will inevitably exist, but doesn't exist in this moment.
You know, the technology is changing so quickly. The odds are, you know, whatever, if you were to try to build in the current technology in the roads now, very quickly that probably going to be outdated. So how do we create really flexible long-term designs?
And as the technology continues to develop in advance, ASPI wants to bring a diversity of academic fields and stakeholders into the conversation together, hoping to keep the technology from outpacing the policy.
You can't and probably shouldn't change the speed of technological development, but you can change who is at the table when conversations about what can we do, what should we do, those are two very different questions. Yeah. When we ask those kinds of questions, when we also think about who will benefit from these new technologies. So what we're hoping to do is to create a space or a context in which we can start to bring together these different parties across the sort of technological development, across the policy and regulatory development, and that those two things are always in conversations with a critical reflection on the social implications.
The World Economic Forum is calling the development of artificial intelligence the fourth industrial revolution. And with that comes large changes to the way that we live.
Like any technology, autonomous systems can have both immensely positive and productive impacts on the world around us, and they can have deeply frightening and very negative impacts.
Professor Jamie Winders is the director of the Autonomous Systems Policy Institute at SU. Winders says with these changes and implications, more questions arise as well.
The surveillance implications are significant. So Maine is a state that banned the use of facial recognition on unmanned aerial vehicles. Data ethics are significant. So autonomous systems are dependent on sensors. So those sensors are constantly collecting data. Who owns it? Who has access to it, under what circumstances? So there are cybersecurity questions. What are the things we're not thinking about that we should be thinking about? Who benefits and who pays the price?
Winders says potential positives for autonomous systems include faster ways to transport organs, more efficient emergency relief aid, and creating new connections to previously remote areas. At the same time, this comes with an opportunity for deepened inequality.
Is it going to be a form of credit card citizenship where, you know, if you can pay, you have those resources, they make life much better. If you can't, you're yet again left out. So maybe your ride to work, it's even longer because you can't afford these new technologies.
That reflection on not only the technological abilities, but also the social implications has been an important sentiment from early on in establishing ASPE. When a vice president for airline manufacturer Airbus, Travis Mason, spoke at the Institute's launch, he said it's important to tackle the problems facing us today so that they are not amplified by these technologies in the future.
Despite our technological advancements in the last decade, the least among us still lag in technology adoption, and those with low socioeconomic status are rarely at the top of mind for the entrepreneurs pursuing groundbreaking ideas. And if we don't trim away at the excessive bias today, future innovations that change healthcare, our legal systems, and even transportation will exclude and potentially endanger the least among us.
The hope, Winder says, is to keep public good at the forefront.
The goal of industry is to innovate and to make a profit. One of the things that ASPE can do is to think about that innovation, think about that sort of forward edge of technology in relation to the public good, and public broadly defined. So not just those of us who might be in a position to buy a driverless car, or those of us who might be in a position to use our phone to down the road to order food, but also what about the people who maybe are on the other side of the digital divide? What's going to happen to people in parts of the world who aren't tapped into this technology? If this is our focus, who's benefiting, who's left out, and how can we change that?
ASPE will continue to develop over the summer to bring together members of Syracuse University's engineering, design, social science, and other academic communities. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.